أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ قال الله يا عيسى بن مريم اذكر نعمتي عليك وعلى والدتك إذ أيدتك بروح القدس تكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا وإذ علمتك الكتاب والحكمة والتوراة والإنجيل وإذ تخلق من الطين كهيئة الطير بإذني فتنفخ فيها فتكون طيرا بإذني وتبرئ الأكمه والأبرص بإذني وإذ تخرج الموتى بإذني وإذ كففت بني إسرائيل عنك إذ جئتهم بالبينات فقال الذين كفروا منهم إن هذا إلا سحر مبين. Today we discuss Ayah number 110 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the day of Qiyamah, and there Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala spoke about particularly the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam that will be gathered by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will question the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam with regards to the response that they had received from the people. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues the discussion, and now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks particularly about Allah ta'ala's conversation, discussion that will take place with Nabi Isa wa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Isa alayhi salatu wa salam of the various mu'jizat, miracles that Allah ta'ala had bestowed upon him. And Allah ta'ala speaks about Allah's ni'mat upon his mother, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Idh qala Allahu ya Isa ibn Maryam. Remember the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to Isa ibn Maryam. As far as the Arabic grammatical laws go, qala would have been in the past tense. In other words, something that happened, he said, like we always hear. But here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about Qiyamah, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, Qala, it is still going to happen, but that going to happen is with such yaqeen, it is with such conviction, it is as though it has already happened. O Isa ibn Maryam, alayhi salatu wassalam, udhkur ni'mati alayk. Remember my ni'mats upon you, all the various different boons and favors that I had bestowed upon you, wa ala walidatik, and upon your mother, Sayyida Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Particularly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning, and Allah ta'ala is talking about this conversation that will occur with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam for various reasons. When we look at the Bani Israel, he was the last Nabi of the Bani Israel, and there were two different factions or groups of the Bani Israel. One totally denied Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's nubuwat. One totally denied Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam being a person of Allah Ta'ala. Rather, they had made allegations against him and that upon his mother. And then we find the other that accepted Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. They venerated him and they raised him to such a rank that they raised him to the rank of divinity, being Allah himself, being a portion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows here that it was the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala that was upon Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and his mother. Obviously the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala had bestowed upon his mother, number one was Allah ta'ala had given her the good fortune of giving birth to a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Being a Nabi of Allah ta'ala, we can understand is a great virtue. Being the mother of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a great virtue. And then how that birth had taken place, the miraculous birth, then Allah ta'ala had safeguarded and Allah ta'ala had looked after her chastity, then Allah ta'ala accepted her for Al-Aqsa to make ibadat and make the khidmat of Al-Aqsa. We had discussed in the third juz in Surah Al-Imran that Allah ta'ala had accepted her to such an extent, like we find in the hadith about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We cannot equate the two, but like we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had exerted himself in the ibadat of Allah ta'ala to the extent that his feet would swell. Similarly, we find in the
riwayat, in the narrations, that she also exerted herself in the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala till her feet would swell, and she had started this whole process of ibadat. She had started it in her youth, in her teens, when she was a young girl. She had already been engrossed and engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Another ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon her was the great ni'mat that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had sustained her in a way that Allah Ta'ala wouldn't sustain everyone else, by the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that the entire time she would get fruit out of season. And those were the great ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon her. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks about particularly Allah's miracles that Allah bestowed upon Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ. One ni'mat was this, that we had assisted you with Ruhul Qudus, with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, that wherever you went, he was there in your protection and none could touch you. تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلَى. You spoke to people fil mahad, in the cradle, at a time when a child is newly born. Obviously, we all know experience, the child doesn't speak, the child doesn't even murmur. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed this great miracle that his mother had pointed towards him. فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبُدُ اللَّهِ. He said, I am the slave and servant of Allah Ta'ala. And then his discussion had continued. وَكَهْلَى. And number two, in middle age. Now here everybody speaks in middle age, except Allah forbid a person gets a stroke or some illness or some sickness. But here Allah Ta'ala is making reference to the fact that before middle age, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was raised to the skies, and here Allah Ta'ala shows that great miracle, and then the miracle of the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam close to Qiyamah. وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. And remember the time when we had taught you the kitab, the book, the hikmah, the wisdom, the Torah and the Injil. Some of the commentators like Allama Alusi rahimahumullah, they are of the opinion, or rather they say in it this way, that probably here kitab also could have referred to the Quran Sharif, because he is going to come down and then he is going to live his life and he is going to command according to the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي. And then another miracle was this, that remember the time when you created, in other words, you made from teen, from earth, from soil, كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ, like the shape of a bird, بِإِذْنِي, by my command. In other words, it was not you, it was me that commanded, and I brought this miracle, that is Allah Ta'ala himself. And here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala shows, the one group that denied, look at these miracles. The one group that made him Allah, look at this. It wasn't him, it was me, it was Allah Ta'ala. فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي. And then you blew into it, and it became a bird, بِإِذْنِي, only by my command, the command of Allah Ta'ala. وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي. And then you heal the blind, you heal the leper, only by the command, by my command, the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that he would just pass his hand upon a person that was born blind, a leper, and that person will be healed by the command of Allah Ta'ala. وَإِسْتُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي. And when you had extracted and taken out from the qabr a dead person, again by the command of Allah, that he would stand by the qabr and say, قُمْ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, stand up by the command of Allah, and that person will stand up by the command of Allah. وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ. And when I restrained, restricted, I stopped the Bani Israel from you, whenever they tried to harm you, they had come to that stage that they were prepared and they tried to assassinate you. Even then, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, I protected you. So both the groups, Allah Ta'ala is showing that this is my grace upon Isa alayhi salam. The other group, that this didn't happen from him, that happened from me. Is ji'takum bi ayatin. When you had come to them with the clear signs and they tried to harm you. فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And at that time when you would come with all these signs, you would tell the people and invite them towards me, then they would all say, the disbelievers will say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, that this is but an open and manifest sorcerer, a person that is engaged in witchcraft. And such Allah Ta'ala reminds us that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will remind us of the various ni'mat that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala bestowed upon us also. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And you will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah about the various ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to utilize the ni'mats according to the commandments of Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.